We are on Daf Tzadik Hey Yomed Aleph. The bottom toys v'sochi namik shenimso v'yad oivet kechove. The Gemara had asked Akasha and Rav. Rav was machadish that basar shenisalem min ha'ayin is also. So the Gemara had asked Akasha. We had learned that teisha chanoyis kulan meicheis basar shchuta v'achas meicheres basar neveile. So the din is nimsa haloich acha haroiv. If it's nimsa, we find the basar that's porush, even though it came from the teisha chanoyis, we go basaroiv. With a kasha, it's basar shenisalem in ha'ayin. So the Gemara answered it, speaking about nimsa b'yad oivet kechovim. That means a goy is has the meat. And so we know it is not basar shenisalem in ha'ayin. The goy had it. The goy bought it from one of the chanoyes. The suffix was noilet b'shas prishe. It was porush, so we go basaroy. That was the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Ochi namik shenimtza b'yad oved kechov. V'im taima. Da'oma b'perkama de psochem. Tisha tziburim shel matzo ve'echad shel chometz. There were 10 piles. 9 piles were matzah. 1 pile was chometz. Va'osa achbar v'shokal. And then an achbar went to one of the 10 piles. I don't know to which pile he went. Hainu tisha chanoyes. So this is the case of Tisha Chanoyis, the Sveikai also. Sofik is also, that means it's a Sofik that's Noilad B'moki Makviyis. The Achbo went to one of the 10 piles, and one of the 10 piles is Chometz, is Kavua Chometz there. So it's Sveikai also, either the Shailas, you have to be Boidik a house, if you're allowed to eat it. Al Koponim, it's Sveikai also. Pirish, what happens if one of the kikrois was pirish from the 10 piles? Va'osa achbar v'shokal. And then an achbar went and took this kikr that was pirish. Ainu seifer. Then you go basaroi. So b'kitzer, the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says, if you have an achbar that is going, you have 10 piles, 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chometz. An achbar went to one of the piles. I don't know which pile he went to. And he took one of the kikrois. So that's called a sofik. That's noilad in the kviyas. Even though the achbar went to the piles. Afal piken, it's called a sofik. That's noilad in the kviyas. The only case you go basaroi is if there was pirish. But when there was a kikar lying around, so then in the achbar went and took from that kikar that was lying around, so that's, then you go basaroi. Frek Tosfos amore de kekashe. Vahashta ki shokol nami achbar minatziburi. In the first case, the achbar went and took from one of these 10 tziburim. Here it says, for a goy, that's a Rav said pshat, nimtza means nimtza b'yad oivet kechom. What does mean nimtza b'yad oivet kechom? A goy went to one of the 10 stores, and he bought basar, so it says you go basaroi. Even though the guy got it from one of the 10 stores, I don't know which store he went to, and the stores are kavua. Afal pikein, since the suffix is noilad lanu bishar shehu nimtza biyadoi shalakum, so it's called a suffix that's polish, and we go basaroi. Fraktais was the mali nimtza befi achbar. Mali nimtza biyad oivet kecham does lina basaroi. So Tais asks Amir the Kekashi, what's the chilek if an achbar went and I see it in the mouth of the achbar? So there I say, where did the Achva get it from? The Achva got it from one of the 10 piles. And since there is a chometzdike pile kavua in the 9 matzdike piles, so I say it's a sofik that's noilad bekviyas. Now here the guy went to one of the 10 stores and he got a piece of meat. Also, I don't know which store he went to. And here I say it's polish. So what's the difference? The yad of the guy or the mouth of the yachmo? They both got it from a mokim kavua and now it's polish. So here it says it's polish and there it says there's a din kavua. The yeshleima. So Tosfos says the hosam ayri sheroinu shelokach min atziburim shenoilat asofik b'mokim akvis. Period. So Tosfos has a yesoi. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim is speaking about I saw the achbo go to the tziburim. So then the sofik is which tzibur did he go to? I see him going to the tziburim, and he went to one of the tziburim. And I don't know to which tzibur he went to, so that's called the suffix was nailed in the kviyas. The suffix was nailed which tzibur did he go to. And there is in the tziburim, there's a kabua de ketzibur of one tzibur of chometz and 9 tzibur of mamatz. Our Gemara is speaking about, I did not see how the guy went to the stores. I know he went to the stores. That's irrelevant. But I didn't see him go to the stores. I see now a guy is holding some meat in his hand. I know he got it from the stores. So, but my suffix is now, what is this meat? Because that's what my latest suffix is. I see now a guy holding meat. So my suffix is, what is this meat? So there's 9 stores in Mitzkosha, 1 side is straight. If I would see the guy go to the store, then, and so right then my suffix is noilat. So then my suffix is, which store did he go to? So that's called a suffix that was noilat bekviyas. It's irrelevant if I went to this store and I don't know which store I went to, or if the guy went to this store. If I see the guy went to the store, so bishas latest a suffix, the suffix is noilat b'makim kviyas. Then the suffix is right now, which store did he go to? I see this is my suffix now, and memela sots a suffix b'mokim kviyas. If I don't see it, and I just see a guy holding meat, even though I know where he acquired the meat from one of the 10 stores, that's called polish. That is what Tosfos says. Now, this lomdus, that Tosfos says that if you see the lekiche from the mokim hakavua, it is called a sofik bekavua, is a machloikis that goes maimini in the chokhmas odom, the binas odom, if this is a deraisa or a derabonon. The goes maimini wants to say this is a derabonon dikidin, that if I went to one of the stores, so then my sofik is, which store did I go to? If I just am watching the guy, so by me the suffix is what the meat is. It's irrelevant which store he went to. It's only at the Rabbanon the Kedin. That's what Agos Maimoni says. The Binas Odom wants to say it's at the Reis. Fine. Okay, let's go a little further. Perhaps later we'll see a Nafkamine. About Kaponim, Tosfos says if one sees the Prisha from the Mokei Makvias, that also has a din of a Sofik Bikavua, and we say, Kimachza Machzadom. Ubeperik Ataruvis, the Porech, Venirbishino, Venaidino, the name is called the Porish Merube Porish. That's again mentioned is a Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara in Zvochim says as follows. You had, let's say 1,000 kosher behemoths were korbonos, roi lakrove. And then in these 1,000, one behemah asher aniskel became this arif that you have to kill. It's Oymet Lusokim. So the Gemara says you cannot be makriv any of these behemoths. So the Gemara went through a multitude of kashas. The first kasha was, let the sharaniska become bokel. So the Gemara says, balechayim loy betayim. There's no dimbit. Kasha number two was, let me go to this taruvis, and let me take out a behemoth, and each behemoth I'll say, this is from the roi. I said, no, kol kibur kemechza, mechza domi. This taruvis is a sharaniska lil, kol kibur kemechza, mechza domi. So the Gemara asks a third kasha. Fine, you have a problem with kavua. Nechbeshinu v'naidinu. Let's make that these animals should separate. That means they're all in a corral, they're all together. So now I know in this corral there's one behemoth that's a sheranisko. You have a problem of kavua. Let's go and make them separate. We'll open up the corral and they'll start running around. You have some here, some here. And Mamela, I go over there to my left side, not Kavua, there's Kavua Yisra over here, maybe the Yisra's over there. There's no Kavua Yisra anymore. So, at the Gemara, v'nichbishinu v'naidinu, let's make that they should run and separate and not be Kavua in one place. And then we'll say, call the Porish, Merube Porish. That's the Gemara's kasha. Before we see the Gemara's teretz, but I just said, if you see the perisha from the kviyas, that's called you took from the kviyas. So what will you accomplish? I have over here a big corral, and in this corral, this kavua asher anisko. So I'll say, nichbeshina v'naidina, and now each one is porush from a mokim kavua. So it's weiter. If you tell me, seeing a prisha from a mokim kavua is ki'ilu lokachu min akviyas, so what's up the Gemara's kash? That's the Yisra's kash. My kushya, alaykim in the chazina, since we see b'shah shapirish, b'shas it's pirish, the misyalet sveike b'mokim kviyas, so the suffix is, it was perish from the kviyas. The latest suffix was b'mokim kviyas. That means it's separated from the mokim kviyas. Have a kemachza machza. So what if shat the Gemara's kasha? And for Toisvis, yesh loymer the hosam porich, shenase be'inyin ze sheloy nire b'shoh sheyifrish. So Toisvis says, the Gemara means, we won't look. We'll open up the corral, we'll turn around, we'll make a big noise, and all the behemoths will start running away, but I won't look. I'm not looking. I don't see the parisha. When I open up my eyes, then I see a behemoth in one corner. Oh! So that's porch. And if I would see it, that would be bitter. So then the suffix would be noilet. That's called I saw the parisha from the kviz. Fine. So far, so good. The imtayma, frektaisvis. Fine. What does the Gemara answer on this question? The hosa mishani. There the Gemara answers, gzeira shema yikach mina kavua. So the Gemara asked a legitimate kasha. The Gemara asked, I have a kviyas over here. I have a kviyas that I have 1,001 behemoths. One is a sheranisko, the other is a the other 1,000 are kosher. I have a kavua. So the Gemara says, let's make them polish. So the Gemara says, you're right, mina teire, it's gewaltig. But there's a gzeire, shema yikach mina kavua. That means the way you're doing it now is gewaltig. But maybe you'll take from the kviyas. Maybe you won't do. Maybe you won't do it this way. Maybe you'll take from the kviyas. So Chazal asked Porush, Gzeira, maybe you'll take from the kviyas. A new thing. So we have a Moira, the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have something that was Porush from a kviyas, min Iker Adin, it's Porush. You could go Basaroi, but Chazal asked this Porush, Shema yikach min akviyas.
fragt euch, was am Eilo ist, rinne noch ein Ami, gab ihn ihm zu mir, da ich wirklich habe. Here we have a guy went to one of the stores. It's Polish. I didn't see anything. It's Polish. But let's make this gzeira, the same gzeira like over there. Bishum gzeira, shema yikach min hakavua. Fine. That place was kash, and that place was got stuck. I have a gemara dvarim. That I have, I mean, I have an emissary Polish. No, the Chazal said, they said you cannot rely on this Polish. Gzeira, shema yikach min hakavua. A Polish von Akvies, they were geyser, shema yikach min hakavua. So over here is also, it's also a Polish von Akvies. Bechiteime dehosam nami impirshu me'atzmam shori, al tratchilu dehosam lasis ken gzeyre shema yikach min hakavua. So Taisu says, maybe I'll tell you a poshet achilik. Over there, I'm making the prisha. That means the first I have a lot of behemoths with a share on Nisko that's kavua there. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to make the preach. I'm going to open up the corral door. I'm going to make a door. They're all going to start running away. So I'm making it Polish. I'm making it Polish. So there the din is. So who says I'll be so smart? Maybe I'll go. Why do I have to do the whole thing? I'll open up the corral and make a noise and turn around. I'll go and take it ready from the tarugas. So there is a gzeire shemo yikach min hakavua. I'm doing it. That means I'm the one that's making it Polish. So Chazal goes, maybe you'll take from the kavua. You won't be such a big lump to differentiate between making it a Polish or taking from the kavua. But if it happened by itself, that means Argemore, we have a guy that's walking in the street. He has a piece of meat in his hand. He, so it's Polish, not al yodi. It's Polish to the guy. So if I did not make it for a Polish, then there's no gzeira shema yikach min hakavua. A beautiful terrace. And that's Agamah. But you're not allowed to make it a Polish. Fine. That's a nice terrace. It says like this. So what do you do? Lamaisa, what do you do with these 1,001 behemoths? It's a big problem. I have 1,000 kabonis, and then one is a share on this. So what do you do? So it says, Yiru ache yistoavu. So you take all the 1,001 behemoths, the roye, the pasture, the fields, we wait till each one gets a mum, and then we'll pay to them, and then finish. So we solve the kochim dike problem. So, like Taisvis, why do you have to be Yiru ache yistoavu till they get a mum? Let's just make yiru. We're opening up the corral, and then they're grazing in the pasture. And then when they graze, they don't graze together one next to the other. They separate by themselves. So now, I feel it before you, Rashi Yistavu, if the criteria is, if I make the prisha, then there's a gzeira shema yikach min hakavua. If it's Polish, not through me, so then you say, call the Polish merube Polish. So if I can, so let's go, let's open up the corral, and they'll graze by themselves, I won't do anything. They'll be Polish by themselves, and then let us say, call the Polish, Miruba Polish, if that's the tenets. That's the discussion. Okay, Amayiru, Achi Yistavu, Kivin, the Pirushimayatsma. Since it was Pirushimayatsma, Matorim. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Visu. Hada amrinan hasam kaisel oivet kechavim. Kaisel oivet kechavim means a kais that was mishamshe avayde zore. Was used as mishamshe avayde zore, and it's also banon. Shenafar lo oitzer mole kaises. Now this kais got mixed up with an oitzer of mutadike kaises. Kulan asurim. So all the cases are also, because there's one case of Avodah Zarah that's mixed up with them, which is also Banah. Pirish echad mehem l'riboy. What happens if one of these cases was pirish and it fell into 10,000 cases? Umeribui leribui, and from these 10,000 cases, one of those cases fell into another 10,000 cases. But then it's mutter, a whole umdus. Frektoisves, if you say that the whole, that the really pirish alone is mutter, the whole problem of the Gemara and Zvachim is because I created the Prisha, is Lamali Nisarev Beribe, given the Pirish, who Mutter, the Meribe Polish. Elo Mashme, that I'm not saying Mecham Pirish, Tos Gzeire Shema Yikach Minak Kavua. So Mamela, we're back where we started from. So Toysa says, two Kashas. I have two Gemoras that seem from those Gemoras, I feel there was a Prisha. Shaloy al Yidei al Yodi, it's also Gzeir Shema Yikach Min HaKavua. So Memele, so now we're stuck with Agamara. Agamara says, Nimtza B'yad HaKum. Tzmuta, that's a Prisha Shaloy al Yodi. Why is it Muta? Let's say this Gzeir Shema Yikach Min HaKavua. Ein svore lechalek ben kochim vavoides kechobim v'shar isur. Maybe you could say the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about kochim. The by cases speaking about misham sheh vavoides. Maybe there they were machmer shemayikach min hakavua, but by all other isurim were not machmer. Taisa says there's no reason to differentiate to say here they were guys and here they weren't guys. There's no. V'yeshloima, d'ohoche loishayech klal lemigzer shembo yikach min hakavua, kivin she'iser yodua bimkoimoi, ve'ein achnus hamecheres nevela mu'ureves, elo yodua bimkoimo. Avuk she'iser mu'urev, yishorilei kiporish osi likach min hakavua. V'davka hosom,
so Taisha says, Amoyre de Keteret. The whole Gzeire of Pirish Shemayikach Min HaKavua is speaking about, I have 1,001 behemoths. I haven't the faintest idea which one is the Sheher HaNisko. So Memele, if by Pirish I'll be able to take one, so a person will go to the Taruvis and he'll also take one. I, here it's Pirish, here it's Ataruvis, here it's Kapua. He won't differentiate, because in both cases he doesn't see which is the Issa. So in both cases, he'll think, I'm taken from the right. What's the Chilak? I go to the Taruvis, it was Pirish. Such a big London he won't be. But this Gzeira only applies if there's a Mokim to be afraid he's gonna go to the Kviyas and take one of the famous from the Kviyas, and that you can't do, because in the Kviyas, Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechzadon. But in our Gemara, you have 10 stores. Now, a guy went to one of these stores, and now he's holding a piece of meat in his hand. I don't know which store he went to. It's famous, and this is Polish. So you'll say, if I'll be mad to the Polish, I'll also go to the Treifa store. But I won't go to the Treifa store. The Treifa store, it's Nikkel. That's it. Who's going to go to the Treifa store? The whole Gzeira was only there by a Kavua Sheinei Nikar. There I didn't know which the Sheher HaNiskel is. So there people will not be able to draw this fine line. If I go into the Taruvis and take one, that's called Kol Kavua. If it's Pirish and it's Polish, they won't see the difference. Here's Reif, here's Reif. What's the Chilek if it's standing together, if one walked away? People won't differentiate. So there Chazal said, if you're going to be Mata Polish, you're going to be Mata Kavua also. That's a Kavua Sheinei Nikar. Our Gemara speaking about it's a Kavua HaNikar, that means that in the stores, I know which store sells trade for me. So there's no such Gzeire. There's no such Gzeire. It's a finished. Behemoth and in Lomdis, it's a Polish. So it's a Polish. You go Bosaroi.
to make a gzeira, so over there it applies the gzeira because people will not know the difference and they'll take from the taruvis b'makim kviyusai. So there, so if you say the behem is mutter because roiv are kosher, so go to the kviyus and also take one because roiv are kosher. You won't cap here. There's a iso that's kavua bin koymen. The pirish of our Gemara is speaking about stores which are nikel. Stores which are nikel, so there's no gzeire. Maybe he might go to the store. So finished. So there, we never made a gzeire. The Rabbeinu Tam hoyomater kshenichnas zeif be'eder v'dorash shnayim oishloishot loim kol chad v'chad Bitam kol de porish meruba kaporish beninira ledavki kshayisa yedua ki de perashti. Lemaise, the Rabbeinu Tam, there was a whole corral of animals, of tloyim. And a wolf went into this corral, and he was doiris two or three tloyim. We saw he clawed two or three tloyim. Then we got him out, we shot him, finished. Now we have a problem. Which of the tloyim, there's 100 tloyim in the crowd, which of the tloyim was he doiris? I don't know. I don't know. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll just say two mahalchim shot in the Rabbeinu Tam. One that the Prima Godim and Yiradei brings down four mahalchim, but let's just say two mahalchim. One mahalach in the Rabbeinu Tam was, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you have a problem here. You have 100 tloim over here and two of them are treif, and you have a problem. So there's one mahalach at Taisvis and the Rosh hold the Rabbeinu Tam was matter to be mafrish them, be yodayim, and then start taking. Was matlish be a daim, and even if I see the prisha, the mentam was also matter. Mayredik. I can see the prisha, I can be matlish be a daim, and it seems that Rabbeinu Tam held the Gemara's vachem is kotche, but by Yisavet, there's no such thing. That's one mahalach in the Rabbeinu Tam. A mayredik kula, can be matlish be a daim, I can see the prisha, and I'll start taking. Called the Polish, Meruba Polish. I think the last 2 years have to leave over. That's one Mahalach. Or another Mahalach is, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, also like the Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, the Rajba says the Tam was Mekel only if it was Pirish Me'atzmoy. If it was Pirish Me'atzmoy, I didn't see the Prisha, they weren't Geisa. So, like the first Mahalach in Taisus, if I made the Prisha, but if it's Pirish Matzah, there's no Gzeire, I Taisus Kashe from Yireh, she is Taib. Okay, if no, the Tibutsa. But this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and of all things, the Mechaba Paschal is like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rajva and the Rabbeinu Tam, Shach and Taz bring down that there's many Machmirim. So it's not advisable to, but Mechaba Paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. Now let us go back to the Gemara. We had a memre of Rav. Rav said, Boso shenis alem min ha'ayin. There was Boso that was not watched. You're not allowed to eat because you have to be chayish. Maybe this Boso came, and let's just explain the Shaila. Appreciate the shah a little better. That means we have here an area that roiv of the meat is kosher. So theoretically, if I see a piece of meat on the ground, I can assume if it came from this mokim, so I can assume it's kosher because roiv of the meat here is kosher. Rav said, but there's another oifen how this meat could have come here. Could be oirvim, have access to meat from other places, and the other places where the Irvim go to is that there's treifa meat. So Memele, So that was the chash of Rav. Rav said, Boso shenis alim in ayim. That means so you don't know how this meat came here. Could be it came from an Erev. And if it came from an Erev, so you can't use the Rav of this shtot. The surrounding cities, Rav is goyish in meat. And I don't know who brought this meat here. If I can be chayish for an Erev, I have to pray maybe an Erev brought it from the surrounding cities, which have tried for me. That was the chumrah of Rav. Toshma. Let's go back to the Gemara. Mozabo boso. A person found in the street, l'chayre, he found meat. Imchai, if it's raw meat, it wasn't cooked. Haloich acha roiv tabochim. So if in this city, roiv of the shochtim are Yiddish shochtim, so I have to assume that this is kosher meat. This is from the Reiv Boso. The imavushu. If I find if this meat is cooked, so then haloich acha Reiv oichle Boso. So then I have to see which people eat meat. That means it's not sufficient. That means the city is. Reiv tabochim ayim. So that means the goyim also ate kosher meat. So that's, so if it's raw meat, so it's irrelevant. But if it's cooked meat, now I have to see who are the reiv oichle bosa. That means if Yidden only ate the meat for Shabbos and the goyim ate meat the whole week, so I find the Tuesday, I find a piece of cooked meat, so I have to realize. Reiv oichle bosa. Reiv oichle bosa ayin is no problem. Vimevushel haloich acha reiv oichle bosa. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, motza bo bosa mishnehi b'machshirin ir she Yisrael v'oivdei keichovim dorim bo. Haloich acha, so if it's a raw piece of meat, so the only shaila is who shechted this meat, who slaughtered the meat. So you go by the reiv tabochim. Umruba in Yisrael kosher. It's irrelevant. They're living in the city reiv goyim. It's irrelevant. It could be reiv goyim in the city, but the meat was geshechted by the reiv tabochim of this city Ayidin. So it's kosher meat. Ve'im mevushel. But what if the meat is cooked? Afal pi shatabochim ruban Yisrael. Reiv of the tabochim ayide. It's kosher meat, aber acha reiv oichle boso shabir azlin. But you have to see reiv of the oichle boso of the year. The mavushel lav mitabochim nofal. The cooked meat did not come from the shochtim. Afilu roiv tabochim Yisrael also the shamayvet kechav and bishle, but maybe a guy cooked it. That means if roiv of the shtot, that means in the population of the shtot, there's 60% goyim and 40% yidden. So roiv oichle bosa are goyim. So I have to assume that the tabochim are eaten, so it's kosher meat, but b'roiv oichle bosa agoyim, so I have to assume that a goy cooked the meat, and it's also. I'd like to say a shtikel ha'oreh for 2 minutes. What if the goy cooked the meat? It's kosher meat. So what if the goy cooked the meat? So the Mishnah Achroine says in Machshirin, so it's bishalakum. Bishalakum, so he had a lot to eat it. The stomach fell from rave of the population of the Uagim, so it's Bishalakum, not he thought Bishalakum. They had a shtickle hore, perhaps it's not a hore, but I'd like just to mention it. There's a whole tumult. If one is permitted to eat canned food, which are steamed, they're steamed, and but the companies are goyim, and it's a food that's not nechel kamei shehu chai, let's say baked beans. Heinz is baked beans. We'll say there's an OU on it, so it's kosher. But it's made to goyim. It's made to a goyish company. And let us say, so it's not nechol kamei shulchai. Let's say it's oilav shulchan malochim. Is there an issa of bishul akum? Is there an issa of bishul akum? Or let us talk about something even more shchiach. Nowadays, perhaps it's a little easier, but I remember, so 40 years ago, it wasn't shchiach to buy baby food. To buy baby food from foods that are not nechol kamei shehu chai, let's say potatoes, baby food, potatoes which are not nechol kamei shehu chai, could be called eila shulchan malachim. So, it's made by a goyish company. Is there a shayla of bishalak? So the OU, then this was around 40 years ago, the OU was soymech on a zeir zov. The zeir zov says, Amara de Kechidish, he says, the halacha is that bishul akum is also, a guy cooks it. What if it's ma'ushin, it wasn't cooked, it was smoked. Also was made edible, so there's a process of ishin. Was he ever food, raw food that was smoked? So, the Rishami says, they never made a gzeira on motion. The gzeira was on bishul. So, the gzeira was on bishul. Bishulakam is also. Ishun shalakam is mutar. That's a Rishami. Right. Look, the gzeira is all. So, if something is prepared through a steaming, the all the foods that are cooked from the big companies, they don't cook the potatoes. Then they put it in a big vat. They steam it. It's processed through steam. The sugar is also processed through steam. I mean, he speaks about sugar gum. So he says that since this is bizman the gzeira of Chazal, they didn't have this process of steaming. They had bishul, they had afiyah, they but didn't have this process. So this process never went into the gzeira. So the zerzov is matter, he speaks about sugar, is matter sugar because it's steamed. Nowadays it's steamed, it's not cooked. So memela, there's no issa bishalak. That's the zerzov and the issa of heta. He says this heta, and I was then informed that you was that same and this heta, that's why they gave an OU on baked beans, and beech nut, baby foods, there were same on the zero, so fine. I once spoke to a Moshe Zecheinu Levroche. He told me he doesn't hold of the set of the zero. He said there's a big, in Lomdus, he said there's a big chilek between steaming and smoking. He says smoking is a different process. It tastes different. It's a different type of preparing the food. Chazal asked bishul, they didn't ask isha. This is a different oifen of preparation. Steaming, it's cooked. It tastes the same. If it's steamed, if it's cooked, it tastes the same. It's cooking through a different oifen, but doesn't have a different taste. It's cooked through steam. So since it tastes the same, so he said he doesn't hold of the setter. But Achsechmer, he told me, he holds as another heter. What's the other heter? He says, the whole time that Bishul Akum is also, is also chasnus, that means if a goy can invite me in his house and he'll cook potatoes for me and I'll eat the potatoes by him and I'll eat the potatoes, I'm in his house, we'll get friendly and they can come to him. So he wants, I think he said, so that's only if I know the guy is cooking. So my male, I'll get friendly with him. Male, they asked bishalakum ota chitut. But he says if you get from a company, yeah, it's a goyish company, someplace in the west, they're cooking the baked beans over there. So there'll be chitut. as they actually wanted to say as well. Huh? So Mamela, there's no, it won't bring Lidei Chitum, so Mamela, there's no Yisod Bishalak. So I had a Shtikol Ha'ore, here the Gemara says that I found cooked meat in the street. So Mamela Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat it because if Roiv Goyim in the Shtot, some Mamela, some Goy cooked it. And the Goy that cooked it, I don't know who the Goy is. I don't meet up with the Goy. So what's the difference between Basar Shaniz Bashal Al Yedei Goy, and I don't know who the Goy is, or a company, and I don't know. I hear this Tikal Ha'ore. Perhaps here they didn't make a loy plug, and there they didn't make a loy plug. Maybe the one can differentiate, because over here, a goy cooked it, no grad, the goy lost it. So when the goy cooked it bad, there's already chalan issa of bishalakam on it, when the goy cooked it. So zeri chalan issa. So memele, later, the goy lost it, the issa is not nitka, it's the losser. Now, I don't know who the goy is. Beisach nishamol kaponim, the issa was chal b'shas bishal. When a company cooks, it's never chalanis. It could be the such a chilek, but the lawyer bossy. Then I thought perhaps maybe b'chayinu to say like the Mishnah Chaynech. I mean, if you find the cooked meat, the only shilas, only bishalakum. I mean, what's the ingredients? What did he cook it in? With what pots did he cook it in? So they might have to jump only to bishalakum. So it could be b'chalal. It's no problem. But I just wanted to mention this ha'ore. Aber kaponim, let's get back to the sugi. The Gemara is asking Akasha. It says like this. The Gemara understood, the Mishnah says as follows. I found in the street meat. So if it's raw meat, so my only shaila is, if it's raw meat, my only shaila is, who shechted it? So if the shechted, so it's no shayla, it's kosher meat. If it's cooked meat, so then there's another shayla who cooked it, so then I go the population in the city are goyim, I have to assume that a goy cooked it, so it's awesome. But kaponim, the Gemara, we have a problem on Rav. Rav says that if you find meat in the street, it's tamazayosarat boso shinisalam in ayin. So how is it mutam? Motzah boso. So how could it be mutam? V'chitei mohochen nami benimtza biyadoi v'tichomim. I'm not speaking about you found it in the street. I find it. A goy is holding it. So memele, so tzichel didn't come from an oirev. So the guy purchased it from the shochtim and it's kosher meat by Bosar Chai. So if that's the case, so why does it say mevushal haloich acharei vaychli bosom? So why if it's cooked, look acharei vaychli bosom? And actually, let's see who's holding the meat. That means if it is speaking about not a piece of meat, if they're not speaking about a piece of meat that's found on the street, speaking about that someone's holding it. So Mamela, if someone's holding it, so Mamela, you want to know who cooked it, so if you want to know who cooked it, so you look who's holding it. If a guy is holding it, so the guy cooked it. If a yid is holding it, so yid cooked it. Why do you look at life of the population? Life of the bosa. Amfet the gemara, hoche b'mayaskinan ba'oimet b'ro'eyu. That means like this, I was standing 500 feet away, I see someone is holding some meat, then I see he drops the meat. I couldn't see who was holding it, a yid, a goy, that I couldn't see, but someone was holding the meat. He dropped the meat, and I'm watching it, and I see no oirvim are coming there, and then I go and pick up the meat. So there's no chash of oirvim. Who dropped it? I haven't the faintest idea. I don't know who that person was. It was too far for me to see the person was. So then, so if it's Leif Goyim, if it's Mabushal, I say that a Goy cooked it, Leif Eden, I say that a Yid cooked it. But it is no problem at all of Vosesh Nisalim in the Ayin, because I was watching it the whole time. Let us see Rashi. Yayvet Kechavim Noked Lai Osa, the Bistamo Hu Bishloi. Hello, Vadi Benim Tzemutu Boretz Koma. Bekoma Baroiv Tafre Yisrael Mutu by Raw Meat. I, what's with Vosesh Nisalim in Ma'ayin? Mo says, no, it's been Baboy Medvereyeyu. Misho Shenofo Miyada Odom Lusham. B'yoyd is a memela, I watched it from when it fell till I picked it up. Boy, the Biyad Bailam Leinesa. And when the Bailam was holding it, it's Mahal no problem. Loivit Kechov. The Nims of Biyad Oivit Kechov and Mutafa find raw meat. Biyad Oivit Kechov, it's Mutta because Raiv of the Shoch the Mayin. So Mamela, but it wasn't Bosa Nisalam in the eye. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Toshma. Nimtza bigvulen, eivorim neveilois, chatichois, mutores. What is this speaking about? What's the Rashi? Nimtza bigvulen, mishnehi, the Rashi says, mishnehi, the meseches shkolem, boso hanimtza ba'azore. If I find meat in the azore, Eivorim oilis. If I find Eivorim, cut up Eivorim, I have the faintest idea what kind of Kolman this is coming from. So if it's cut up in Eivorim, so it's Tirche oilis, Shekain derech linatchom linesochim. That's you cut up Nituach, needs to do Nituach, Hefshit Nituach, you cut it up in pieces, you cut up into Eivorim. So it's not a chatos, because a chatos they cut up in pieces. The chatos was eaten by the kahanim. Bos was eaten by the kahanim. So here I find meat that's cut up leivorim. It's ichanoilo. Nimtza bigvulim. I find meat bigvulim. So let's just say bigvulim means that in the street I find leivorim. Eivorim neveilis. So if I find Eivorim, it's neveilis. Shekein derech lechatcha leivorim lashlicha laashpa. That means, if it was an neveila, so the owner of the animal, he can't take a big animal and throw it in the ashpa. I mean, it's tremendous. So he cuts it up, Eivorim, then that'll fit into the ashpa. It's Eivorim, so that'll throw it into the ashpa. If it's kosher meat, he doesn't cut it up only tevorim. He makes it smaller pieces. He makes smaller pieces that it should be shayach to cook. So we're speaking about like this. So if I find in the Gemara learns, I found in the street. I found in the street meat. So if I find a volume in the street, so I have to realize that this is not kosher meat. It was only cut up a volume. So that spells out it was an avela, and he just cut it up, leave him to throw it away. Nimtza bigvulim, eivorim nevelis. If I find whole eivorim, she came derech lechatcha leivorim lashlicha lashba. Chatichais mutoris. But if I find pieces of meat in the street, it's speaking about that roiv of the shochte mayim. The kimin the nechtochais lachatichais, since it's cut up in pieces, vadi lachilakaim, it means it was cut up to be eaten. Roiv tavche Yisrael. So it's kosher. Let's see the Gemara. Nimsa bigvulim, eivorim nevelis, chatichais mutalis. So the Gemara understood, it means I find in the street pieces of meat or Eivorim. So Eivorim is, that I can assume that it's Nevelis. And Chatiches, I can assume that it's kosher because Roiv Tavche Yisrael. But according to Rav says it's Bososh Nisalim in Ayin. I find pieces of meat in the street, so it could be an Eire brought it here. It's speaking about I saw from far away that someone dropped it, and I'm watching it. So I know it fell from a person. It fell from a person, and it's Mamela. Now I want to know. So if it's an Eiver, an Mamela, if it's Chotoch, it's not an Avela, a Reif Taprisol's Mutter. So the Gemara says, Eivorim Nevelis Amai. So why are the Eivorim Nevelis? That means if the story is speaking about a person was holding the Nevela and he dropped it, and you're watching it, you see another didn't bring it there, so if he was holding the Eivorim, and he didn't throw it away, so it seems it's not a Nevela. If that's the story, that I'm watching a person was carrying a Nevela and then it fell out of the truck, whatever it is, so then it's Mistava that it's not a Nevela. A Nevela you throw away. If you saw it drop from someone, so why is Eivorim Nevelis? Tzakochoch, that's not the case. Let's see what Rashi says. No Rashi. So that's the Gemara's kash. Eivorim Nevelis Amai. So the Gemara says, Amai midi hutayme elu l'rab. Yitmar lo Rav Omar motores mishum Nevela. Rabbi Omar motores bachila. So the Gemara says that no, Rav learned different shot in this Mishnah. Nims, let's see again the Mishnah. It's speaking about Taka, it's on the street. Nims a big vulin. I find an Eva in the middle of the street. Is Eivorim Neveles. I can assume if I find an Eva in the middle of the street, I can assume it was thrown away. It wasn't cut up in small pieces. I can assume it was an Avela. It's Metame Tumas Avela. If a person will eat it, he'll get Malkus. That's Metame. I find an Ava. I have to assume that it was thrown away and it's an Avela Taka. Chatichais, but what if I find small pieces of meat? So Mutorais Mishum Avela. That means that if a person will eat it, I won't give him Malkus als Nevela, because it could be it's kosher meat. Could be it fell from an Eire. So it's not Vadei Nevela. The same way, Eivorim Nevela, so if it touches something, it'll be Metame, Tumas Nevela. Chatichos, but if I find Chatichos, there's a suffix, maybe, it's from an Eire, could be it's an Avela, maybe it's not from an Eire. So the whole Chumra of Rav was only Legabi Achila, not Legabi Tume. So Memela, so Afilu, I find it in the Rishus HaYochid, and it touched something, Chatiches Mutores Mishum Nevela. So that's what the Gemara says. Midu time Elo L'Rav, or Yitma Elo Rav, or Mutores Mishum Nevela. Not you're allowed to eat it, not allowed to eat it. Zeire Shema, maybe fell from a neirev. No, you're not allowed. It's mutar mishum nevela. It's ametametumis nevela, and you're not like a mishum nevela. What does Rashi say? Mutar is mishum nevela. Loi metami. It's ametamet the chatuches. V'yochalo loi loki. The safiku. Umiyu bachil asure. But you're not allowed to eat it. Maybe it's from a neirev. V'lei vorim Nino, but if it's an Eva, machzekine lo bevadai nevela beloki. Zavadi nevela beloki. The male is no kash and rab. Zokta gemara weiter, vahoda rab, this memra that we're saying, that rab holds boso shnisalem in ayin is osa, la beferish it, wasn't a beferish a memra of rab, elo miklolit, we can derive this from a psak of rab, that Rav holds Bosor Shnisal Minayim is also. The Rav Abba Yosef Amavro Di Ishtatis. There's a certain no Ishtatis. See, it was a port. אותי בדרשת, ועוד הרב ניסה למנהיים, המעבר דשתתיס, המוקים מעבר שלא ישנו, the place where some of you can go over the nor was a port, ships came, and he was sitting there by this port. Chosilu gavre da'ava kova mechaver reisha. He saw a person, he had a head of a behemoth, and he was washing a yid, he was washing the head of the behemoth, the wood, he wanted to wash the head, to feed it. Nafal minei. It fell out of his hand, and it fell into the north. Ozel icy silte, so he went and got hold of, he wants his head, he wants to get back the head. So he went and got a hold of a basket. Shodas, he threw the basket into the north to fish out the head that fell in. Asik drank, of all things, two heads came out. Omar Rav, of the Nami Hochi, he says, how did two heads come out? It's not, he dropped one head. So Kochach, we have to say, there was another head there from before. Someone else also dropped a head there. So now, Osrin and Elis, he told them, you're not allowed to eat both of that. One of the heads was there from before. And I don't know how that head came there. Maybe the head came from an Oire. So Memela, you're not allowed to eat both heads. I don't know which is which, now to eat both heads. What does Rashi say? Machva machaloloi medichei b'mayim, he was washing these heads. Salto sal, ovdi nami hochi b'chidelchu kein, shem abed chayfet zechot meitzi shnayim, loi ma'achirim avanami yosem b'reish, and there was other people there that also were dropped out from their hands, and from a stomach. Fine. So this was the ma'ase, so we derived, so let's appreciate the ma'ase. The shtot was roiv tapche Yisrael. So why did Rav Asa? Good, so someone else dropped the head. Fine. But it's roiv tapche Yisrael. So we see if Rav Asa, the Tzarai, the Wachayish, maybe an Oire brought it from the surrounding areas, which was not roiv tapche Yisrael. Omri le Rav Kahane ve Rav Asi le Rav di sura de shriche de teire lo shriche. I mean, why should you say that it's an osa de kehet, the second head? The teire, maybe it's a muta de kehet, vakel droiv tapche Yisrael. Amalohu di sura shriche tvei. No, it's more shriach, it should be osa than het. So the Gemara understood, why is it more shriach? Because the surrounding areas were goyish ishtet, and Amchayish, maybe an Oirev dropped it here. So the possibilities, if it came from here, or if it came from the surrounding areas, you have Roiv Akum. So Mamela, so I think Fakel, so there's more, if you are Chayish already from an Afila, from an Oirev, you have to declare maybe it dropped from an Oirev and then it's Roiv. Amulu di sura shriche tvei. Fregt the Gemara, so that's the Maise. Fregt the Gemara, v'chi miklole mai, so why do you say that really we never heard beferish from Rav, but we can derive from this Maise that he holds that bosar shenisalem in ayin is osa. I mean, it's, what's the difference if you heard beferish? I mean, v'chere, that's the lomdus of Rav. That is the lomdus of Rav. Because why did he answer it? The shtot was roiv tapche Yisrael. So hakoch he answered out maybe an oirev, maybe the set trapped from an oirev. So the Gemara says, pavose, the oivdei kerechovim maboy, teida de komalu di sure shrichitve. So the Gemara answers now. This was a port. And by the port, most of the people laying around this port were Goyish sailors who brought tray for meat. So it's not Raya Bechlau that Rav holds your Chayish for Irving. Could be Rav holds your not Chayish for Irving. But this port is a area there's Raif Goyim in the area. Even though in the Shtot there's Raif Tapche Yisrael, but the port is a entity b'fnei atzmoi, an area b'fnei atzma, a shchunde b'fnei atzma, and in this port is Rav Goy. So memela, that's why Rav was chayish. There's a moiradike ritve, the ritve says, so from here we can learn out a moiradike zach. He says, what if you have a city that Rav Akum, and Rav of the meat of the city is treif? Because Rav Akum, the shlachtaiser agoy, Rav of the city is treif. And you have a shchune of Yidden. You have two blocks of Yidden. And I find meat on these two blocks. So he says, in this shchune, life of the city is lemal lemayrit. You have to be done the meat in this shchune where it comes from. In this shchune they get from one kosher butcher store. I have to assume that the meat came from this shchune. Just like here the Gemara says, punkbakel, the meat came from the port. In the port you have Reif, Akum, that eat Reif and meat. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, the Teiru le Shriach, a bit me, I nami the Teiru, chimit lo la mai lel koi, the omri la beferishit, mai ben perusha le klo, for shape shemini mine, the kimish ni salam, osa, in the osa le reisha nimsa, mishani ike benai, the leka, le mismach amilse kule hai. The Kalameima Barov Tavcha Yisrael Maida the Mutta. Because you're not chayish for Eile. Och Mishum the Parvisa Dave the Kechavim Avoy. No more port. Ushchichi the Yisurat Vay. There it's Shchiach. And it should be Treifa Meat. In a port would you have Barov Akum over there. Yeah. Let us just see Treisvis. Asik Train. Omar Rav. Omar Rav of the Namiyoches Chinenele Vei Loi Asik Elocha. So he says, what if he would have picked up one head? Then he wouldn't have asked it. Shrei Rosh Loi Hoya Shamayr. If he was watching, there was no Eirev over here. Vehol Lehavle Lemeich Hashemesh Shalai Neved B'Mayim Mizach. He don't think clever such a thing. Also, he dropped a roish. He fished out a roish. So the clerk, maybe his roish is still there, and he got a different roish, why should he clerk such a thing? And Irvim, you saw there was no Irvim around. Avol hashted the asik trei, so there's another roish. So al kochoch, now we have to clear who brought the second roish here. Osrinen, afal pi sharoif tafre Yisrael ave, avisham, the chayishem oirev evi merubet alme, belibot from rubet alme. Eine de Komma, die Sura schriech, zwei Kläuma, bim Kaima is a rechoikim, shechelam oivim lohavim misham, that means if you'll take into consideration the Mekaimas which are far away from the city, which the oivim have access to, so you have loivakum. Kama de shor avkan, ne kavdi vikul yosa, the maisi oivim vishodu, there they were matter, avkan, was matter to eat liver and kidneys, and that Irvin brought, also b'chol makay meshisovi, v'shoy Irvin mechem lovi, misham ha-yereif tafche Yisrael. There it's speaking about the was reif tafche Yisrael, so memele, so there, so that's why there, Rav Kahana was mad.